There's the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And I want to invite you at this time to turn in your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 8. We began reading that in the last class, and I'm going to go back and begin reading from 1 Samuel 8 and verse 1. And we'll spend most of this class time reading from the Old Testament, these beautiful old stories out of the Bible. And I think you'll appreciate that. You know, for many, many years, people did not have Bibles in their homes, and yet they came to a great knowledge of the Scriptures. And how was that so? It is because they would gather together in hovels and sometimes in secret meeting places because, well, many places what they were doing was against the law. But they would have a reader there, and they would gather together and sometime in the evening, and they would get a light, and by the flicker of that torch or that candle, the reader would read to them out of the Bible. And they would sit there in the darkness and absorb those stories and learn them well. They knew how to listen in those old dark days and remember what they had heard. And now the Bible is so abundantly available to so many of us. And yet, sadly, many neglect the reading of their Bible. I remember hearing about a preacher by the name of Charles Spurgeon that one time, chastising his congregation, said, "There's enough dust on some of your Bibles to write damnation with your finger." Quite a rebuke, isn't it? But yet, throughout history, most people have learned their Bible not by reading it, but by hearing it read. And so I don't hesitate to read from the Scriptures over the radio, because this is the way a lot of people are learning the Scriptures, by hearing it read. And so that's what we're going to do in a few minutes, beginning in 1 Samuel chapter 8. Before I get there, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. And all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's turn our attention to reading. 1 Samuel chapter 8, and I'll begin again in verse 1. And it came to pass when Samuel was old, and he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, the name of his second Abijah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes, and perverted justice. 1 Samuel 8 and verse 4. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together, and came unto Samuel unto Ramah. And they said unto him, "Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations." But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." And Samuel prayed unto Jehovah. And Jehovah said unto Samuel, "Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not be king over them. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them out of Egypt, even unto this day, and that they have forsaken me, and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. Now therefore hearken unto them, their voice. Howbeit, thou shalt protest solemnly unto them, and shall show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them." 1 Samuel 8 and verse 10. And Samuel told all the words of Jehovah unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, "This will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them unto him for his chariots, and to be his horsemen, and they shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint them unto him for captains of thousands and captains of fifties. And he will set some to plow his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and the instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be perfumers and to be cooks and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your flocks, and ye shall be his servants. And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king whom ye shall have chosen for yourselves. And Jehovah will not answer you in that day. 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 19. But the people refused to hearken unto the voice of Samuel. They said, "Nay, but we will have a king over us, and that we may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles." I want to inject here some of the mistakes they're making in Israel. The fact that they want someone to go fight their battles for them instead of fighting their own battles. The fact that they would want a king to reign over them instead of acknowledging Jehovah as their king and being ruled by judges as he had appointed. And they were making the mistake of trying to be like everyone else. They wanted to be like all the nations round about them. And so many times people, as well as nations, get so caught up in being like everyone else that they lose their distinctiveness. You can see churches doing this. They see what other churches are doing, and they want to be like all the other churches or all the denominations, and they lose their distinctiveness. You know what we need to do is simply do what God tells us to do. And if we will do that, it will be well. And if no one else is doing that, it will stand out. But if everyone is doing that, it will be even better. But now let's learn from their mistakes, and let's go back to 1 Samuel chapter 8. I'm going to begin reading now in verse 21. Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of Jehovah. And Jehovah said unto Samuel, "Hearken to their voice, and make them a king." And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, "Go ye every man to his city." 1 Samuel chapter 9 and verse 1. Now there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zeror, the son of Bechorath, the son of Aphiah, the son of a Benjamite, a mighty man of valor. And he had a son whose name was Saul, a young man and a goodly. And there was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he. From his shoulders and upward he was higher than any of the people. And the asses of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said to Saul his son, "Take now one of the servants with thee, and arise and go seek the asses." And he passed through the hill country of Ephraim, and passed through the land of Shalishah. But they found them not. Then they passed through the land of Shilim, and there they were not. And they passed through the land of the Benjamites, but they found them not. And when they were come to the land of Zuf, Saul said to his servant that were with him, "Come and let us return, lest my father leave off caring for the asses and be anxious for us." And he said unto him, "Behold now, there is in this city a man of God, and he is a man that is held in honor. All that he saith cometh surely to pass. Now let us go thither. Peradventure he can tell us concerning our journey whereon we go." Then said Saul to his servant, "But Behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring the man of God. What have we? And the servant answered Saul again and said, Behold, I have in my hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver. That will I give the man of God to tell us our way. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he said, Come, and let us go to the seer. For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. Then said Samuel to his servant, Well said, come, let us go. So they went to the city where the man of God was. 1 Samuel 9 and verse 11. And as they went up the ascent to the city, they found the young maidens going out to draw water. And he said unto them, Is the seer here? And they answered them and said, He is. Behold, he is before thee. Make haste now, for he has come today into the city. For the people have a sacrifice today in the high place. As soon as ye are come into the city, ye shall straightway find him, for he goeth up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he come, because he doth bless the sacrifice, and afterward they eat that are bidden. Now therefore get you up, for at this time ye shall find him. 1 Samuel 9 and verse 14. And they went up to the city. And as they came within the city, behold, Samuel came out toward them to go up to the high place. 1 Samuel 9 and verse 15. Now Jehovah had revealed unto Samuel a day before Saul came, saying, Tomorrow, about this time, I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him to be prince over my people Israel. And he shall save my people out of the hand of the Philistines, for I have looked upon my people, because their cry is coming to me. And when Samuel saw Saul, Jehovah said unto him, Behold, the man of whom I spake unto thee, this same shall have authority over my people. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, Tell me, I pray thee, where the seer's house is. And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me into the high place, for then shall ye eat with me today. And in the morrow I will let thee go, and I will tell thee all that is in thine heart. And as for thine asses that were lost 3 days ago, set not thy mind on them, for they are found. And for whom is all that is desirable in Israel? Is it not for thee and for all thy father's house? And Samuel answered and said, Am I not a Benjamite, of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Wherefore then speakest thou to me after this manner? 1 Samuel 9 and verse 22. And Samuel took Saul and his servant and brought them into the guest chamber and made them sit in the chiefest place among them that were bidden, who were about 30 persons. And Samuel said unto the cook, Bring the portion which I gave thee, of which I said unto thee, set it by thee. And the cook took up the thigh and that which was upon it and set it before Saul. And Samuel said, Behold, that which hath been reserved, set it before thee and eat, because unto the appointed time hath it been kept for thee. For I said, I have invited the people. So Saul did eat with Samuel that day. 1 Samuel 9 and verse 25. And when they were come down from the high place into the city, he communed with Saul upon the housetop. And they rose early. And it came to pass about the spring of the day that Samuel called to Saul on the housetop, saying, Up, that I may send thee away. And Samuel arose as they went out, both of them, he and Samuel abroad. And as they were going down at the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, Bid the servants to pass on before us. And he passed on. But stand thou still first, that I may cause thee to hear the word of God. That's as far as we'll read today. We'll begin the next class with 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 1. Make sure you tune in to this Radio Bible School.